Hey, I'm Cassie with all that matters in Triple M Rock News this week.
Hey, Triple Mers, it's your good friend Dave Grohl here.
The only good thing that's come about gig cancellations is that Dave Grohl has finally found the time to write a book. After almost a year of teasers, mentions, and hints dropped, Dave Grohl has finally announced the details of his very first book. The Storyteller is filled with stories from Dave's humble beginnings to rubbing shoulders with the bee's knees of music. The paperback, hardcover, and audiobook, read by Dave himself, is out early October, and all of the pre-order details are available on the Triple M website now. The music industry was left absolutely heartbroken last week following the news that our legendary music festival, Bluesfest, was cancelled just one day before it was due to happen. What's worse was that the COVID restrictions for Queensland were lifted the next day, meaning the event could in fact have gone ahead. Bluesfest owner Peter Noble jumped on the phone with Triple M's Rosie, understandably frustrated and disappointed, just to get on the line and explain just how hard the cancellation is, not just for Bluesfest, but for the music industry as a whole.
This is the watershed moment. People in the music industry that present, like me, we just can't just do this. And then somebody says, oh, look, you're going to do it again in a couple of months? I can't do it again until I know next time around, there is something in place that protects me from making this kind of an investment.
You can catch the full interview with the Bluesfest owner, Peter Noble, on the Listener app now. In what could be the most extravagant stunt for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame votes, American rock band Devo have gone on one hell of a campaign that gives our politicians a run for their money. First, 50 sculptures of their iconic red energy dome hats went up in their hometown of Ohio. Then the city of Akron declared April 1st National Devo Day. Then, like all good campaigns, the celebrity endorsements came in from actor and rock star Jack Black, pro skater Tony Hawk, and heaps more. Apparently, this isn't the last of it, with life-size cutouts of the band expected to pop up in their hometown in Ohio. It's a lot of work, but the band are up against Rage Against the Machine, Jay-Z, Foo Fighters, Iron Maiden, and heaps more for the Hall of Fame place.
Hey, what's up? This is Joel.
And I'm Benji, and we are the Madden Brothers.
Want to feel old? No. Well, here's your reality check. American punk band Good Charlotte just celebrated 25 years of being a band this week.
Hi, this is Ian Moss.
First it was AC/DC. Now Cold Chisel have a lane in their name. South Australia has honoured the iconic Aussie rock band by naming a lane in their honour. Cold Chisel Lane is located just streets away from where the band formed before relocating to Sydney. It's easy to find because the lane is decorated with an Aussie music-inspired mural. There for the opening, Cold Chisel frontman and rock royalty Jimmy Barnes literally took a trip down memory lane to where the band first formed in the 70s. Go past the flame trees, past the Bow River, and you're there at Cold Chisel Lane. This weekend, Crew Care presents the music industry fundraising event Roadie for Roadies, and it's happening all over the country. Get a group of mates and walk from iconic venues across the country to raise much-needed funds for our local music industry. The support is needed more than ever this year. You'll also get the chance to see live performances from Mark Seymour, Missy Higgins, and heaps more, depending on where you're based. Search Roadie for Roadies to register and find your closest event. And you can hear our full interview with Crew Care on the Listener app now.
Hi, everybody. This is Paul Dempsey from Something for Kate.
Something for Kate's Paul Dempsey gave us a sweet performance on the Marty Sheargold show last week, including a special David Bowie cover that you can check out at the Triple M website now, and a solo version of their new single Bluebird that features vocalist Mia Ray. I'm Cassie, and that's all that matters in Triple M Rock News this week.